People always ask me, I'm thinking about taking the PMP exam, but I don't know if I have the qualifications with regards to education and experience. Should I settle for the CAPM exam? And now right there, I get frustrated, family. If you don't know, well, you should know that I fell in love with this thing called project management. You see, a lot of times what happens is they think that the CAPM is just a mediocre type exam, but I'm here to tell you that is not true. They think that the CAPM exam is something easy where you can do it in one day or less. And I'm here to tell you that is a lie. I don't know how I'm going to prove that, but I'm going to take my time with it today because sometimes I get a little passionate about this thing that I hope you fall in love with, that I fell in love with, called project management. So what happened was I got a call from one of my friends and they were saying, hey, I'm interested in going after my PMP exam. However, I don't know, again, if I qualify. So I'm on the fence if I should do the CAPM or should I do the PMP? And I said, you know, I should charge you for this because this is going to be some coaching right here. But because you're my friend, you're my buddy, I've known you more than, you know, 5-6 years, I'm going to give you this information for free. So also you'll be able to watch it on the channel as well as the podcast. But anyway, so I got to explain it to him. I said, listen, the CAPM is one of those things that I wish I would have literally started with, even though I got my CAPM, but just started, did the CAPM and then transitioned into the PMP instead of getting the CAPM and then waiting a couple years before I went and sat and passed the PMP. Because it's important regarding the CAPM, it really builds your knowledge base up. So when you ask that question, should I wait? Should I not wait? I'm going to answer that question. Plus, you know, I want to over-deliver, family. So I'm even going to break down at the beginning of this, I want to break down the differences between the CAPM and the PMP. And then we're going to get into some of my 8-point framework. And then after that, family, I'm going to let you go. So let's just jump right in to the information. So with that being the case, let's talk about why I think the CAPM is definitely beneficial. And I'll also talk about the PMP, but let's get into the background of this information first. Okay, so PMP eligibility requirements. So first we're gonna tackle the educational background as well as the experience background. So option one, there's two options here if you're going after your PMP. And I apologize because I did make a error right here regarding the CAPM. So basically it's PMP training. So forgive me for that. So educational requirements, 4-year degree, and as far as education, and then for project management experience, you need to have 3 years, which is equivalent to 36 months. And then again, 35 hours of PMP training, not CAPM training. Again, 35 hours of PMP training and not CAPM training. Option two is a high school diploma. And when I say option one and option two, option one is basically saying, hey, you have a degree. Option two is saying you don't have a degree. And so this is option two. You don't have a degree. You have a high school diploma or secondary diploma. So it's 5 years, which is equivalent to 60 months, and 35, not CAPM hours, is actually PMP certification. All right, let's move on to the CAPM eligibility requirements. Now, here we go. This is where it gets very interesting, because this is why I said, and I'm going to unpack that. I'm just kind of getting ahead of myself because if you can't tell, I'm fired up about this. So criteria one, you just need a high school diploma. There is no project management experience required, and you only need 23 hours of project management education. Now, when it says project management education, it is referencing taking a course through a trainer, like, you know, going on Udemy or taking a course from a certified trainer or a trainer that could provide your certification saying that you've taken 23 hours for CAPM and again, 35 hours for the PMP. Now, this is going to get interesting. So as of this video or as of this episode, I have to be very clear here because recently the cost on certifications has went up and I was unaware of it until my mentor brought it to my attention. And then as I was putting together the content for this, it just kind of like resonated with my mind again. And I realized, I was like, wow, it did go up. So the price tag on the PMP, if you are a member, it's only $425. It sounds like I'm selling you something, but seriously, it is only $425. If you are a non-member, it is $675. Now, this is a most recent price as the making of this episode in 2024. I don't know what it would be in 2025, but as of 2024, it is $665. Now, let's look at the price tag of the CAPM certification. For the CAPM, if you are a member, it is $225. If you are a non-member, it is $300. Again, $300 if you are a non-member. So that makes that gets me thinking, huh? How could we take advantage of using something that PMI offers? So I had a food for thought on pricing. If you mind if I unpack this, if you mind if I over-deliver on this, I'd love to. So again, $425 if you are a member for PMP, $675 if you're a non-member. Now, if you decide to get the PMI membership, it's $159. So if you're going after your PMP exam, my recommendation again, and that's per year, by the way, $159 per year, you would be responsible for. But if you join the PMI, take advantage of the PMI membership, you could save $91 on your PMP exam. So I would think it would be in your best interest to go ahead and get the PMI membership so you could save that $91. But again, it is optional, but it just kind of makes sense. And it's a good value of getting a PMI membership. Now, let me get in my 8-point framework and then I'll let you guys be on your way. First of all, why should I go ahead and get my CAPM? I mean, if I'm short, should I get my CAPM and not get my, or should I wait to get my PMP? Again, should I wait to get my PMP or should I just go ahead and get my CAPM and then go after my PMP? I'm going to unbreak my 8-point framework I'm going to try my best to convince you to go after your CAPM. And here's 8 reasons why. First point, developing a study discipline. See, family, a lot of times when you get into a study discipline, you're creating habits, meaning, okay, I'm going to study X amount of times per week as I'm prepping for the CAPM. This is going to help you create a habit in which is going to allow you to carry over into the PMP exam. Study habits are key, I'm telling you, because of the fact of you create, or I should say, cultivate a winning mindset. And then at the same time, you're laying down a foundation for success because now all you have to do is replace how you study for the CAPM and either increase the frequency of how much you're going to study for the PMP, but still you have a framework of how you're going to study for the PMP. It's a more transitional period, especially if you're somebody that's 4 to 6 months out. Like, it's probably going to take you 3 months maybe for the CAPM and 3 months to study for the CAPM and maybe 3 to 4 months to study for the PMP. But all you have to start doing is as soon as you finish with the CAPM, you should start transitioning into the PMP, getting a PMP training course so you can finish your 35 contact hours, or what we call contact hours, or basically 35 hours from a preferred trainer. And you're already in, you're already in project management PMBOK mode, which allow you to have this, you'll have a better chance than most people will. This is why when I opened up the episode, I was saying, I wish I would have done this. This is something when I look back at, I was like, man, now that I've advised and coached other people, I was like, this is the pathway I would have taken. I would take this pathway any and every time. Is it going to cost something? Yes, it's going to cost something. But are you willing to make the investment in yourself, or are you one of those paper CAPM or paper PMP type individuals? All right. Point number two, CAPM as a confidence builder. You know, one of the things that a lot of people struggle with, even myself, when I got ready to take the PMP, was you have to conquer your doubt. You start having all of this self-negative conversation with yourself. Am I ready? Am I prepared? Do I know enough information? Yeah, I've been in the field of project management, but I'm seeing terminologies that we don't really use in our day-to-day. We use a lot of the frameworks, or I should say the methodologies with regards to a waterfall methodology. Yes, we use a project charter. Yes, we use a project schedule. Yes, we use a project management plan. But you start, when you start going through the definitions, and because you'll have, you'll notice, and I'm laughing because you'll notice is that sometimes when you are talking project management at work, you may have acronyms for them, or you may shorten the definition instead of what PMI is looking for. It may be the same thing, but you have made it very short and precise, or you have people out there calling. And if my mentor is laughing, he'll probably laugh, but you'll have people calling a project schedule, a project management plan. And then you get on a test and it says, hey, what should you do with your, how many subsidiary plans are part of the project management plan? And you thinking it's a project schedule, and it's not. There's two difference of a project schedule. Okay, I'm about to go on my rant. Let me bring it back. What I'm saying is, family, you have a chance to conquer your doubts. Passing the CAPM exam is a powerful testament to your project management prowess. And this really gets you very comfortable, gets you confident in knowing that you master the fundamentals, because it's important in anything. You must master the fundamentals. You know I'm going to use a Karate Kid reference. If you don't, that means you haven't been paying attention to me. Until the Karate Kid could do bigger and better things, he had to master the fundamentals. Wash the car, paint the house, you know, wax off, wax on. You know, he had to do that first before he could step up to something bigger and better. And I think a lot of times we want to skip the steps because we want to get there faster instead of mastering the foundational principles, which is going to help us in the long term. Also, this really truly paves the way for you for your PMP. Again, like I said, this sets you up for success and gives you that self-assurance you gain, because you don't want to have to pay that $675 over and over again. If you're not a member, I don't care if it's the other price, which I can't even remember that right now, but the $675, that's all I remember. I'm like, man, if I wasn't a member and I had to pay $675 every time I didn't pass, yeah, it's not worth it. So go the CAPM route. Again, my recommendation, not telling you what to do. Let's move on to point number three. CAPM is a foundation for specialized certification. As I said, you know, one of the things you'll really realize as you're going through studying through those 23 contact hours, it's going to give you an opportunity to understand risk management, the agile mindset. Is going to also see if there's other certification you may be interested in. Maybe you might say, wow, I really love this agile thing. Let me look in the ACP. Or, you know what, I'm falling in love with risk. I love how you identify risk, perform a qualitative risk assessment, perform a quantitative risk assessment, plan risk response. You know, you're like, oh, I think I'm going to go get my PMI, go get my RMP. It's going to open up doors. It's going to open up your mind, and it's going to really be the gateway to allow you to specialize as a project management expert. And I repeat again, the whole purpose of this is that This is for my serious project managers, individuals that are not just looking after a certification, individuals that are not looking after just, oh, well, now I got this piece of paper and now I'm super qualified. No, this is an ongoing thing. This is an ongoing process. This is what I always say. It is truly a journey. Next point, CAPM to showcase dedication. Listen, family, I wish I could sugarcoat this. And if you're new to the episode, I do not sugarcoat. I'm very transparent because this is how I wish somebody would have been with me when I stepped into this thing called project management. We are in a very competitive market. We are no longer national. We are global. And the only way you need to stand out, the way you can stand out is by earning your CAPM certification. It sends a powerful message to employers because it's saying that you are committed, not interested, because there's a difference. You could be interested in getting your CAPM, or you could be interested in getting your PMP, and you may have on your resume, interested in getting it. See, there's a huge difference. When you're committed, you're like, I'm committed to this craft, this professional craft of being a really good, exceptional project manager. And besides the certifications, I'm willing to go take what I've learned from the certification information and apply it to my regular job. So we are, like I said, we're in a competitive market, and this is going to help boost your resume. So that way it looks more attractive for a hire. So when you're sitting down for an interview, you can say, yep, I just obtained my CAPM. I'm about 3 to 4 months away, or 4 to 6 months away from sitting down to getting my PMP. I've already signed up for the PMP training course and to get my 35 contact hours. So then the next step is going to be, more or less in 6 months from the date you make the decision to hire me, I should have my PMP. That sounds much better than when you go into a job interview and you don't have any of this certification on your resume. And again, I'm not saying that you have to have a certification, but what I am saying is that this is a commitment that you've made to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. This is a decision you have to do to be able to stand out. Do I have my CAPM? Absolutely. Could I have not went for the CAPM and just went for the PMP? Yeah, I could have. But I made a decision that I knew that the CAPM was important because of the foundational expertise I was going to learn. And it also helped me in my day-to-day job. CAPM for learning industry standards. You know, one of the things that's going to help you is that the CAPM is really solely based off the PMBOK guide, the Project Management Body of Knowledge. This is going to help you with the terminologies, the methodologies, the framework. And a lot of this is going to carry over for you in the PMP. The difference in between the CAPM and the PMP is the CAPM is more of a terminology and again, methodology and framework-based test, where the PMP is more of a scenario. The question is like, okay, the project manager has ran into a conflict. What should the project manager do? And then you have A through D. It's like, so it's more situational based. But once you understand the foundational principles, if they try to trick you, or I should say, put in information that is not relevant to the question, you can already cross out that answer because you already studied the terminology, the methodologies and frameworks, and it's going to help you excel. It's also going to help you with your credibility. You know, it's like I've stated before, it's going to demonstrate your commitment to professional development and your ability to effectively, within an established industry, stand out amongst other people. Also, having the ability to unlock new opportunities with the CAPM under your belt, you'll be able to empower and take on more complex, high visibility projects, which you want. The more high visibility projects that you get, the better understanding you're gonna get of this thing called project management. If you make the decision, once you get certified, to say, hey, should I take this, should I move on to another company or not. I made an episode on that about project managers. Some project managers, when they get their CAPM and their PMP, they jump ship to another organization for more pay and better opportunity. But you should probably go watch that, listen to that episode, because it'll give you some pros and cons if you make that decision. But that opportunity there is there for you. Another reason that I want to talk about the CAPM, which is very important, if you don't mind, I want to tell a quick story. So when I went to go get my bachelor's, I went there for accounting. Now, I don't know what I was thinking. No disrespect to my accountants, because I love numbers. I love numbers and the calculations, all of that. And I thought, oh, this is going to be, I'm an accountant. Let me go in and do this. And I'm in class and I'm like, yeah, this is not going to work out for me. And so being able to know that right away, I was like, good. So I need to look at another profession, because I wanted to see what else was out there for me. And one thing about going after the CAPM, you have an opportunity to, as I say here, dip your toes into project management. You get a chance to see really quickly if, hey, you know what, do I really want to go and make a full commitment to the PMP? Because again, the PMP is another level. It's at a whole nother level than the CAPM. And the CAPM, you don't have to have all of the, there's no education. Only education that's required is a high school diploma, versus with a PMP, you need to either have 60 months or you need to have a bachelor's degree, and you need to have what I said, 60 months of experience, or 36 months if you have a bachelor degree of with regards to experience. So again, it's almost like you're having an opportunity to test drive before you make that long-term of investment of $675 if you are not a member. So I recommend that you go after this CAPM, that you make the decision, because it will help you create a clearer picture if this thing of project management is for you. And again, you don't have to get certified. You can continue to lead projects the same way you have, but I recommend it to get your CAPM as well as your PMP. And the last and final thing is CAPM for personal growth. You know, I always tell people when they ask me about going after the CAPM, or if they already got their CAPM, to make the decision to go after their PMP, it's a journey. It's not about the destination. It's not about the certification. Yes, the certification is awesome. Yes, it's a great opportunity for you and your career. But look who you become in that journey. Who you become in that journey, meaning making the sacrifices, making the right discipline, turning off the TV, and you're studying. And now when your friends and family are saying, hey, let's go out to dinner, or let's go out here, and you're like, nope, can't do it. I need to lock in, and because I'm studying for the CAPM, is showing you that you can do it. A lot of times, watch this, family, we get in our own way because we are afraid of the success that may come with it. So I'll say like this, be like a palm tree, bend, but don't break. Because when you go through this journey, you're going to be many times, you're going to say, I don't want to do this. Bend, but don't break. And then you've gotten your CAPM, you made it to the destination, and you're like, wow, that was a lot of studying. I felt like a lot of pressure. I don't know if I want to go after the PMP. Again, it's optional, but bend and don't break. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. This has been one of those episodes, family, that I wanted to ensure to answer that question. You're maybe 4 to 6 months away from being able to be qualified to receive your PMP, and you don't know if you should go after the PMP or after the CAPM. I hope I answered that question today. If I haven't, or you have more questions, please reach out to me, leave a comment. I'm not hard to find. You can find me on X, just DM me, or many ways to find me. So Family, I appreciate your time and I appreciate you allowing me this opportunity to deliver this episode. Again, I go by the name ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means Ed. Until next time, I'm gone.